This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Hey, it's great to hear your voice. It really is.
Always good to be with you.
I want to thank Alex for engineering the broadcast. Alex engineers on Mondays, and he really likes USA Prepares, and he really likes Dr. Norman Sheely. So he gets to have fun, learn, and be at work all at the same time. So thank you, Alex, for what you do. Dr. Sheely, I got a quick question for you. Is there anything that you would like to share before we get started today?
Open line Monday.
Okay. Open line Monday. So, class, if you'd like to call and talk with Dr. Norman Sheely, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. So I have a question, Dr. Sheely. Actually, a lot of questions. One of them is, we have been talking about diabetes and we've been talking about obesity. And what is the actual link between diabetes and obesity? Because I believe you had mentioned that in the past that if you see somebody that's overweight, you can almost be sure that that person has diabetes. And when I say overweight, I mean significantly overweight.
Yeah,
is that right?
I'd say in general, it's over 90%.
Okay. So what is the link?
Causes diabetes? They're using more calories than they're burning. They're eating more calories than they're burning in their normal activity. And when you have extra calories, it turns into fat. And when you have that in your body, it puts a strain on every organ, but especially the pancreas and the heart.
Okay, so that's what it is. It puts the strain on the pancreas and the heart. Okay, and I've noticed that people who are overweight, let's say, you were to say to one of those guys, hey, let's go take a walk. You know, they get this look in their eyes like, do we have to? And the other thing that happens is if they do take that little walk, they're huffing and puffing. Now, is that because of that extra fat around their body that is preventing their lungs from fully expanding? Or is that because they need more oxygen? Or what actually causes them to huff and puff, whereas someone who is not that heavy would not be huffing and puffing?
Well, basically, their heart and their muscles are not accustomed to what we might call normal activity, and therefore it puts a strain on it.
Okay. So when someone is obese, actually obese, not just a little overweight, but obese, what do they do? My take on it is they really don't want to exercise because it's too hard. But they have to exercise based on what you just said, I believe.
Well,
is that right?
It is the number one cause of premature death in this country today. Mm-hmm. I didn't make that up. There's a paper that actually had entitled Premature Death. And the number one cause is obesity. Now, true obesity, by the way, means that you are a minimum of 40 pounds over your ideal weight. But actually, the risk begins when you're 5 pounds overweight.
Well, I got to tell you, my ideal weight, I believe, is around 138. And I have approached 141 And I don't like it. I mean, just that little bit.
Vince, number one, yeah. Two, and three, you are conscientious.
Yeah, yeah.
People who are fat are not conscientious. And they're likely not conscientious in more than one way, but especially in taking care of their body.
And there are times when, you know, I'm hungry and I say, you know what, I'm going to eat a smaller portion. And I remember 10 years ago, I would have a dinner plate, you know, with each meal. Now I have a salad plate for each meal because I don't want to look at that plate and say, you know, there needs to be more on it. I want to eat less, and I want to be more active. And that seems to be the way for me to keep my weight somewhat in check. But I'd really like to be 138, and I'm getting close to it. But I got to tell you, I know the cause. Based for me, if I eat wheat, which I know is not on the list to eat, my weight will jump. It'll skyrocket very, very quickly. If I don't, it doesn't. It's as simple as that.
Well, but for me. Pay attention. You pay attention to details. Yes.
Well,
this is not an insult. It is a compliment. You are one of the more detail-oriented people I know. That's good.
Well, and sometimes I get in a jam. Like if I'm out and I don't... Normally, I don't want to eat out. I don't want to eat at restaurants. I just the thought of it bothers me. The reason it bothers me is I do the dishes, not always, but, you know, I like to help out around the house whenever, doing whatever I can. And I know how I wash pots and pans. I know. And I know how I pre-wash the silverware before it goes in the dishwasher. And I know how I pre-wash, you know, with a scrub brush, the dishes. So I use a scrub brush on the pots and pans first. Then I use a scrub brush on with liquid detergent on the silverware. And then I use a scrub brush with detergent on the plates and cups. And then in the dishwasher they go after I've rinsed, you know, that detergent off. So I want to make sure all the big chunks are off. Actually, even all the little chunks are off. Actually, they look like you could eat on them before I put them in the dishwasher. And I don't think that that happens at restaurants. I don't think that. I also don't think that the way I rinse the pots and pans very, very well, very, very carefully, I don't think that restaurant hydro-ceramic technicians, the dishwashers, wash the pots and pans the way I do to get the detergent off. And I think eating detergent is like one of the worst things we can do. So that's why I don't like eating at restaurants. But every once in a while, I get stuck. Like if I go to Springfield and I just plan on being there for trips, you know, for stops 1, 2, and 3, and I actually make stops 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then I'm really starving. And I think, so what is the safest of all these bad things that I can eat? What is the safest? Well, I don't think they wash the lettuce right. I think they might throw it in the sink, and then bacteria's going to be on there. So I don't like that. I don't want to go to McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's, or any of those places because that's poison in a wrapper. So, you know, maybe I might get a slice of pizza thinking that might be of all the bad things, but at least maybe it's a little bit less bad. But I might not even be right about that. So that's where the wheat comes in because I don't think there's much you can buy that doesn't have wheat.
I agree. You're right, all the way, Big Blue.
So what do we do, Dr. Shuley? I mean, aside from remembering to bring whatever it is we want to eat with us, aside from that, what would be, of all these terrible things that are served at restaurants, what would be the safest thing to eat?
Probably soup. At least it's been fairly boiled.
Okay, from a bacteria perspective, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But I'm still worried about the pot, you know, that big soup pot that they cook it in. You know,
Oh, Vince, I love you.
Well, here's another thing. We have knives, you know, in the house that we use for cooking purposes, and you know some of them need to be sharpened every once in a while. Everything we have here in our house is old. I mean, the knives are probably 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 years old, and so I have a sharpening stone and I sharpen them. But after I'm done sharpening these knives, I then wash them, and then I wipe them many, many times with a wet paper towel to get all those little tiny particles of metal and sharpening stone off the knives. But I'm wondering, at restaurants, do they do that? Do they really?
Yeah, you got to be kidding.
Because I don't want to eat that, you know, whether it be stainless steel or whether it be just iron steel or nickel steel or chrome vanadium, whatever it might be, or stainless steel, whatever it might be. I don't want to eat that. So I'm really, really careful. And the more I learn about things, the less I want to trust other people for, things that concern my life. I just don't want to do it. Heck, Dr. Shealy, we can't even eat or drink water at a restaurant, can we?
Well, the water, of course, is the worst thing there because it's loaded with fluoride and chlorine.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think generally speaking, restaurants aren't happy if you bring in your own water.
They recognize that you're insulting them.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what we learned is that that because we eat more calories than we burn, we're putting weight on. And does some of the huffing and puffing that the overweight people exhibit, is that also as a result of all this extra mass that they're carrying around that is preventing their lungs from expanding?
You know, you don't increase your arterial and venous supply just because you got more fat. Fat has, you know, less of a blood supply than muscle does. Mm-hmm. So you've got the same arteries feeding twice the volume of tissue.
Okay, so with the average American being 40 pounds over their ideal weight, I would think that would probably be a reasonable statement. At least it looks like that to me. I mean, I'm not talking about teenagers, but I'm talking about someone maybe 25, 30 plus in age, 40 pounds over their ideal weight. How do we get them to start shedding that weight?
Them to make a change is a serious illness. Until they are threatened with death or disability, they're not willing to take a change. It's that simple. And that's the majority of them.
Dr. Shealy, I got to tell you, I absolutely believe you're right. And I'll tell you why. I bought a car from a guy in Springfield, Missouri, and he was overweight, and he was huffing and puffing. And he mentioned he had diabetes. And I said, I'll tell you what, you know, on Monday, between 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time, you can give us a call. Here's the number. Give us a call, and Dr. Shealy will help you. He'll give you advice and counsel. There's no charge. And I'll let you talk as long as you have questions. There's no time limit. It's not 7 minutes like at a doctor's office. And we're on for 2 hours, and you can ask him all your questions. I just ask that you write them down. Make sure that you have all your notes in front of you. Ask him all the questions you want, and he will help you. No question about it. And I said, by the way, do you eat bread? Oh, yeah. I love bread. I love bread. I said, well, I said, I can tell you what Dr. Shealy is probably going to say. He's going to tell you to knock off the bread because it's doing this to you, and it's feeding your diabetes, and it's just not working. So that's going to be the first thing that he's going to tell you. And you know what the guy said to me? He said, I love my bread. I don't think I can do it. I've got to have it. So he's got to have.
And bread is one of the greatest contributors, but just more calories than you're burning up is a big thing.
All right. Yeah. We'll be right back. Dr. Norm Shealy, normshealy.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location station, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and let me give you his telephone number of the clinic, so if you'd like to make an appointment and meet Dr. Shealy in person or have a telephone conversation with Dr. Shealy, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. That's the telephone number for Dr. Shealy's clinic in Springfield, Missouri, and we're in the central time zone, so normal business hours. Give it a call if you'd like and make an appointment to talk with or see Dr. Norman Shealy. Dr. Shealy, we were talking about obesity and weight loss, and I was reading an article that says that a cup of coffee a day stimulates weight loss. And it says that coffee is found to increase the activity of brown fat in this article that I was reading, which burns sugar and fat. And caffeine is what is believed to be that trigger. Is that something that you have found in your study research and experience?
I mean, it does speed up metabolism. It raises the metabolic rate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So these people need regularly 2 gallons a day, I think. But
well, okay. So, Dr. Shealy, here's what I know about automobiles. There are young people who buy these diesel pickup trucks, whether it be Chevy, Ford, or Chrysler product, and they put these modification chips programming modification chips on their computer for their fuel injection system. And the idea is, let's slam more fuel into the combustion. And what happens is, you've seen this, they accelerate from a traffic light and all this black smoke comes out. Well, I think that's the coolest thing. Well, you know, it's burning more fuel than they need, and the black smoke is unburned fuel. So the question, and I've cautioned young people by saying, look, I don't think you understand that by making more horsepower and more torque and stressing your engine, it will wear out faster. And they absolutely do. The engines wear out faster. So my question for you, Dr. Shuley, is, are, by overstimulating, way too much coffee, energy drinks, those kinds of things that keep people up, you know, way past normal hours when they should be sleeping, running harder, faster, and all that, does that cause the body to wear out the same way it causes a mechanical engine to wear out prematurely?
Yes. No question about it.
Okay. And can that wear that has occurred in a body, can that be recovered from? Can it be reset?
I basis upon smoking. Theoretically, uh-huh. If you give up smoking before you have a serious illness, within 10 years, your risks are the same as someone who never smoked. So if you can recover within 10 years from the benefits, the harm of cigarettes or smoking, then I think you probably can do that for almost everything. On the other hand, most people don't begin to change their habits until they've already had a bad illness. It somehow shocks them into making the changes they should have made with common sense.
It's kind of like those funerals that we end up attending without lots of warning, and we go, oh, wow, and what did that person die from? And oh, it looks like we're doing that too. Maybe we ought to knock that off. I think that's kind of what you're saying. Gene in Kentucky, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley. Hey, Gene, you're on the air.
We take coolers, but that's going to be biased up, and we also take our food because I don't eat out. And I called Humana, and I didn't rant and rave, and told them to quit calling me about the home visits. So I calmly told them to quit calling me and quit writing me. So instead of screaming at them, okay, can you hear me?
So you're saying that your health insurance company is calling you and bothering you. And what kind of questions are they asking? And you said it's Humana.
Well, we talked about this the other day with when Richard
right.
Allen.
But Dr. Shuley wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr.
Okay.
Shuley doesn't know about it, so we need to bring him up to speed.
Okay.
All right, so I'll tell you what. We're going into the bottom of the hour commercials. When we come back, would you bring Dr. Shuley up to speed? Because you have been, we might say, harassed by your health insurance provider, and you don't like it. And share with us.
Yeah,
and then and tell us about that and then ask your questions. We'll be right back.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offered poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran's naval chief has warned the U.S. that Tehran is capable of shooting down other American spy drones. The message comes Monday as tensions are still high between the United States and Iran. This as President Trump tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before. But I'm not looking to do that. But you can't have a nuclear weapon. You want to talk good?
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia today to consult with Middle East allies regarding Iran. A Missouri police officer is dead after being shot in the line of duty. Officer Michael Langsdorf died Sunday in Wellston, which is northwest of downtown St. Louis. Police say Langsdorf was shot by a suspect who was trying to cash a bad check. The accused suspect is in custody, and the Earl Cobble Federal Building is once again on lockdown after a suspicious vehicle was spotted in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, normshealy.com. And Jean in Kentucky's with us, and she's talking about, she was mentioning Humana, and they were kind of driving her crazy, calling her on the phone. And Jean, please continue and then ask your questions.
Yes, they haven't called a lot, but they sent mostly letters. And the last letter, again, it said, "We appreciate that last year you took the time to talk with a member of Humana's home advantage team. We understand that you were not ready for a home visit." Well, like I told Vincent, I started screaming and yelling at him because I told him to quit calling me. I said, I've called y'all before when y'all called me, and I even wrote, I think, a little note and said, quit calling me. I don't need a nanny. And so they sent this letter, sent one to my husband, too. So I had a number to call in the back, and I called. this morning after 9, calmly said, do not call me again. Do not send me any letters. I don't need a nanny, so please leave me alone. Thank you. I calmly said it.
Okay. Dr. Shirley, any questions about insurance companies calling? Because they call here, and they want to sell us all kinds of things that they think
well,
that we should buy.
Well, to me, they're part of the worst mafia in the country.
Home assessment, yeah.
I wrote a book over 30 years ago called Third Party Rape. And the third party is not just the insurance mafia. It's the insurance mafia, the government, the hospitals, the pharmacal mafia, and the insurance mafia, and the legal system all working together against us.
Dr. Shealy, if one of our class wants to buy your book, what's the best way to buy your book by Dr. Norman Shealy, Third Party Rape?
Where's well, I think we have a few copies on my website, but they could probably get it on Amazon easier.
Okay. There you go, class. Gene, what else did you want to ask Dr. Shealy?
Okay. I've been on thyroid medication since my 20s, and I'm 70-something. It seems to be doing okay. I have to go every 6 months, get a blood test, and see that it's working. And of course, they keep trying to talk me into going to Synthroid, and I've taken Armour for quite a few years now. It seems to be working. But
I totally agree with you. Armour is 10 times better than Synthroid.
Mm-hmm. But I heard about it years ago, and I've been taking it probably at least 10, 15, 20 years. I don't know. I haven't kept track of it. But I really don't like taking anything, but...
Well, Synthroid, you know, is maybe half as good and three times as expensive, but I've said that.
Yeah, I'll just pay for it myself because it's not that terribly bad. But anyway, in the last couple of years, I have lost probably 30 pounds, and I can't gain it back. I think, and my husband thinks that I'm not getting enough sleep because I get to bed late, I eat late.
Now, tell me how tall you are.
Probably about 5'6".
And how much do you weigh?
Probably a little over 100 pounds.
Oh, you are thin. There's no question about it.
And I don't like being bone rack.
Yeah. You know, I would say in your case, you could afford to eat some carbohydrate.
I eat a lot.
You eat a lot.
I eat a lot all the time.
And that also means that you're not, you know, you're not getting the most out of it. That is, you're somehow not... perhaps digesting it properly. Have you tried just plain old taking digestive enzymes with each meal?
I've taken some probiotics and all that.
Yeah, probiotics. But what about digestive enzymes like amylase and proteinase and lipase?
I probably have in the past. I take a lot of supplements off and on. But mostly I think it's the lack of sleep. My husband thinks I'm not getting enough sleep. So my body's
How much sleep are you getting?
Anywhere from 3 to 5 hours.
Oh, your husband's right.
Yeah, I know.
You need to, I would at least consider time-release melatonin.
Oh, I don't need to help sleep. I just got to make myself not worry about what's going on.
You may not think you need it, but the average person who sleeps 6 hours or less functions at the level of slightly drunk.
Yeah.
A minimum healthy sleep is 7 hours a night.
Oh, I know. I need it. But my mind won't let me rest as I get up to go to the bathroom.
Then you need to take time-release melatonin. And if that doesn't work, theanine, T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E. If that doesn't work, valerian root. There are many safe alternatives, but you need to quiet your mind in order to sleep.
Yeah. Well, that's hard to do because I'm hyperactive. I mean, I'm always thinking about things to do, what I need to do.
I tell you, the only way you're going to have a normal weight is to sleep adequately.
Yeah, that's the problem.
the problem can be solved if you're willing to take healthy supplements to help you sleep.
Yeah.
The time has come, the walrus said, to sleep.
Yeah, I know. I just need to make myself not think about what needs to be done and just go back to sleep.
I agree with you. Absolutely. You should practice autogenic training.
Yeah.
If you're willing to practice autogenic training, it'll help you go to sleep and quit the idle chatter.
Yeah. No, I don't have any trouble getting to sleep. It's when I have to get up to go urinate in the morning that I start, my brain starts thinking about, like, I got my chickens back now, so I need to go let them out. then I'll start worrying about what's out in the yard, and then before I know it, I'm doing this and that and that and this. But whatever, I know, I'm destroying my own health, and I'm eating too much junk, even though I eat good stuff too. But then I also got glaucoma. I developed that several years ago, and I take Lumigan in my eye drops, and then I had a little surgery on my left eye, that tubular, whatever it is, it's supposed to.
Oh, yeah. Well, it may interfere with your, you know, it's possible that it's a little bit of a stimulant that could interfere with your sleep, but you need to sleep.
Yeah, I know. I just make myself do it. It's another story. But I just wanted to touch base if you thought Armour was good, or if you think I should go on something called, heard Dr. Jennifer talk about thyroid gold, or if that would be help me. I don't know what they did my thyroid years ago when I had an uptake scan. That was back years ago. I don't think it could have destroyed it or what it is, but I know that my tests are normal when I'm on the thyroid, and I haven't really been off of it that much, but I really don't like taking any medication. I don't even like taking an aspirin.
Well, the time has come to take care of yourself.
I know. But I feel okay. That's the problem. I do feel okay, though.
No, you may feel okay, but your body says you're not.
I know. I look like heck, you know. I feel great. Okay.
Jean, before you go, did you say that you need to eat better?
No, I eat plenty. I eat good and I eat bad.
Well, I meant the quality of the food, not the quantity.
No, I eat good food, too. I eat vegetables. Like, I got kale, and I got squash and all that, you know, and I buy it and I grow it. And I try to eat organic when I can find it, you know.
How about sodas and coffees and teas?
No, I don't drink that, but I just eat a lot of candy.
That's junk.
I know it is. I know I used to make it myself, granolas and all that. I don't eat gluten, but my downfall is the sweets, you know what I mean?
What kind of sweets? I'm just interested.
Oh, my gosh. I go to the sandwich store and they get all the good stuff, and I try not to buy too much.
Wait.
Chocolate.
Good stuff.
The organic
chocolate
stuff. Oh, yes. Chocolate. Cookies.
Cookies.
Chocolate with nuts.
Huh? And
I know
when
saying.
You say good stuff, are you being facetious?
No, I meant the better quality stuff. I mean, okay. not with the high fructose corn syrup and the imitation vanilla and all that. I usually buy the organic stuff, you know. But I try not to buy too much because it just calls to me, you know. So I finish it off.
Okay. Well, here's something that I've learned, and it's kind of simple. We have several people who live in our home, and whenever they go out to buy food or go shopping, they ask, does anybody need anything? And they want to make sure they make the trip count. And so whenever I see these lists from, you know, 2 days before, the day before, I always write on the list, no sugar, no candy, no soda, you know, things like that, multiple places so you can't miss it, okay? And then if I see something on the list that has, that's soda or sugary or junk food, they get crossed off the list. So the idea is exactly what you said. If it's there, you can eat it. But if it's not there at your house, it's hard to eat it.
I know.
So don't buy it.
I know.
That's my advice.
Tell myself, see how the salvage store. That's where I get it, because I get it so cheap, you know what I mean? They got it so cheap.
Well, okay. Well, Dr. Shealy, I don't think sugar's all that good.
And
I believe Dr. Shealy has said it's not even a food.
No, it's a very addictive substance.
Right. So you can, if the reason you go to the salvage store is to buy that stuff, don't go.
Some stuff, yeah. Some of it do, yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. You probably get other things. Yes, I understand that. But don't go down that aisle and just tell yourself no. And that way, you might go rooting around your house looking for it.
Oh, yes.
But if it's not there, you can't eat it.
I know. They said if you wait 10 minutes, you still want it. You know, I've heard that tale. You know, too.
Well, all right. How about this? Let's ask Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, when someone is overweight, which is not the case with Gene in Kentucky, but when someone's overweight and they're just craving to slam down more calories that they don't need,
I would tell her to check her to get some gymnema, GYMNEMA, and open the capsule and put a little bit on her tongue 3 or 4 times a day. It'll block her ability to taste sweet.
Jim Nima, Gene, what do you think?
I guess, but also I've lost some molars, and it's hard to chew, too, so that don't help my digestive either, you know what I mean? When I can't chew well, but I meant to bring that part up, too, because I've lost some teeth, unfortunately, cavities, you know.
Well, it sounds like the last thing you need to do is eat more sweets.
I know. Nobody could tell myself more than that. I'm not
it goes anything. Along with your not sleeping adequately. Those are your two bad habits.
I know.
Well, the time has come to change.
I preached this to my husband. I told him he should give me like 30 or 40 pounds he needs to lose. I want at least 20 of it back, you know. If I can get back to my normal 120-something, that'd be great. So whatever.
Gene, okay. give us a call in a couple weeks, please, and tell us how it worked out for you not buying those things that you crave. And you can be a great example for others who have not been able to figure it out. But so why don't you be our test case? Just don't buy it and tell us how long it took you to go to stop looking around your house for it.
Well, I still got quite a bit of it that bought the other day, so I guess I need to throw it down the hill. Where did the skunks get it? Okay, y'all. Right. Y'all take care. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gene.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Sheila, it sounds like, you know, someone who smokes and says, well, look, I just bought this carton, so, you know, I hate to throw all that money away, so let me just smoke them.
Well, you know, funny thinking does not excuse junk thinking.
Yeah. Clint in Iowa. Clint, welcome.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Very well. Clint, you've got a question for Norm?
No, I actually had a comment in regards to Jean and her glaucoma, if I may.
Great.
I will hang on till the break is over.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you for calling, Clint. We're going to be coming back right after these few short commercial announcements, which are getting shorter since we got rid of 6 of our commercials right here on USA Prepares. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms.
forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and Clint in Iowa's with us. Clint, you wanted to talk about glaucoma.
Yeah. My wife was having an issue with the pressure behind her eyes building. And I'll just tell you the numbers that I'm referring to. The pressure was like 27 and 28 behind her eyes. And their remedy was to drill holes in her eyes to relieve the pressure. And I kind of said, that's not going to happen. I understand that it probably will relieve the pressure, but it doesn't fix why the pressure was there in the first place, in my opinion. I'm kind of a mechanic by trade, so I want to figure out and diagnose what the problem is and then take care of it that way. So what I did a little research on my own, and I came up with CBD oil. So my wife started taking that. 6 months later, the pressure went down to below 20 to 18 to 19, and a year or so later, now her pressures are 12 and 13, which I believe is somewhere in the normal range. So something as simple as nature took care of her problem. And I just thought I would share that. Maybe Jean might be listening and maybe she could do something that might help her.
I appreciate that. You know, as long as it's legal, I'm totally in favor of trying it.
This is not marijuana. This is
I know. That's what I mean. Most states now, I believe, most states allow the CBD oil.
Yeah, as long as below the 0.03 deal. So, and
Clint,
if you like, Vincent, I would be happy to share the product with you in an email if you want to give me an email address so you have it.
I'll tell you what you can do. I've been inundated by trolls threatening me. So I shut down our website. I shut down my phone number.
Sure, I've been listening to that. So.
Yeah, I've had it with these degenerates. But I'll tell you what you can do.
Sure.
When we're done, you can stay on the line, and Alex, our engineer, will take your phone number, and I'll call you. How about that?
Sure.
Okay.
That would be fun.
And Clint, I've got a couple quick questions for you.
Sure.
I've been taking CBD oil as well, and I only take a few drops of it every day. Are you talking about, you know, a minute dose like that as well?
Yeah, I take it as well. I take about 7 drops under the tongue every morning, and it doesn't react with me the same way that it did with my wife. As far as some other, she got it. I got it for her eyes, but she takes it because of she has anxiety and such from work and stress at work. So that seems to help her with that quite a bit. So she takes probably that 7 drops maybe 2 or 3 times a day, whereas I only take it just in the morning. Now, maybe it doesn't affect me the same way it does her, but I believe the way it helped her, I have to believe it's doing me some good, so that's why I take it as well.
Clint, have you tried anything else that might cloud your study with the CBD oil? Has she made any other changes, or is this the only change?
That was the only thing she did.
So you're 100% confident that it's the CBD oil and not diet or not, using the cell phone less or less stress or, you know, other inputs that might...
There's absolutely no doubt in my mind, Vince. It just took care of her problem.
Now, I'm not challenging you. I'm just trying to ask...
anything in the lifestyle of what we were doing.
Okay, well, I've got to tell you, I think there is something to that. I really believe that because I've been taking it, and I've got a couple masses on my lungs that are scar tissue, and I've had the scans, and I went to the university hospital, and they said, "How you doing?" I said, "I think I'm doing much better." And they said, "Well, your scar tissue is reduced 25%," and they couldn't believe it. They could not believe that I'm not getting worse. I'm actually getting better. And they proved it. And they wanted to know, so what was I doing? And I told them that, in my case, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm using colloidal silver inhalation with a nebulizer. I'm using CBD oil, carbon 60. Massive doses of vitamin C, which Dr. Shuley says is okay. I'm using Dr. Shuley's youth formula with MSM. I'm using Dr. Shuley's vitamins. And I'm eating as well as I can, avoiding things like sugar and candy and sodas and excessive coffee and teas and, you know, excessive caffeine, getting lots of exercise. And I'm doing better, whereas a couple of years ago I couldn't get off the couch, and I mean literally, I would do the broadcast and collapse. And now I'm back to being a farmer, and of course the CBD oil as well. So those are my thoughts. Clint, did you have anything else you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, when the break is over, I had one more thing in regards to the CBD oil. If that's all right.
Sure, that'd be fine. Alex, would you please get Clinton's? I believe it's Clinton. Clinton's number, and I'll call him back after the broadcast.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.